If you've been wanting to homeschool, but you Google how to start homeschooling and you find the blog post and they have like 57 steps, and you've been watching YouTube videos and people have their beautiful homeschool classrooms and all of this stuff, and that just seems like a lot for you. You want the quick and easy way to get started because you're not even sure if this is going to work out. You just want to try it out and see what happens. I'm going to give you the 5 steps that I took to start homeschooling, and this is just for you. If you're like, I want to try out homeschooling, see if it works for us. I don't need the 57 steps. I want the quick and easy way to get started. My name is Lucretia, and I've been homeschooling for almost 3 years now. My daughter is 5, and we started homeschooling when she was 2 after she got diagnosed with autism. I wanted a way to work with her at home. I was working closely with her occupational therapist and her speech therapist, and I wanted a way that we could continue working at home. So I got the Mommy and Me preschool play-based curriculum. And just to try things out, see how it went. And it worked really well for us. The activities were super fun, super easy. They required like things that you already have at home. And she loved it so much. So I was like, okay, let's go ahead and we'll just transition into a full-blown preschool curriculum. So if you want to try the Mommy and Me preschool curriculum, I'll have it linked down in the description for you. And then once we stopped using that, we switched over to the Good and the Beautiful curriculum, the preschool one. And that was amazing. And so now we're doing kindergarten language arts and kindergarten math for the Good and the Beautiful. So that is our journey of homeschooling. So she has autism. I have ADHD, so I really didn't know if it would work for us, but so far we've been doing great and I've been keeping things super simple. So if you are wanting to get started homeschooling in an easy way, these are going to be the 5 steps that you'll want to follow. And just so you know, all of these steps plus a few more will be linked down in the description in the homeschool starter kit. So you can grab that for free and it has all of these steps that I'm going to go over, plus a few more. It'll have mistakes to avoid, some organization tips, and a lot of things like that. So go ahead in the description and grab the homeschool starter kit just so you can have all of this written down for you and you can just check things off as you go along. So the first step you'll want to do when you get started homeschooling is look up the legal requirements for your state. So I live in Arkansas, and pretty much the only thing we have to do is send in a letter of intent or notice of intent to homeschool, and then we're legally able to homeschool. So you'll want to go to the HSLDA website and it'll have the state-by-state requirements, and you'll just click on your state and see what's required for your state. So that's the first thing you'll want to do is legally homeschool your child. So you'll want to go to the HSLDA website and see what are the requirements for your state, and then follow those requirements, get everything sent in, see what you need to do. Each state is different, but my state is very lax. I live in Arkansas. We just send in our letter, and that's about it. So just look for your requirements, and that's going to be the very first step. Once you know the legal requirements for your state, then you're going to want to start looking at career curriculums, or which type of homeschooling approach do you want to have? There are a lot of different ways to homeschool. So there's Montessori, there's unschooling, there's Rhodes schooling. Like, there's a lot of different ways that you can homeschool. And I have a list of like maybe 15 of them in the homeschool starter kit with a short description. So you can figure out which one works for you, but just know that you can mix and match different styles. You can mix and match curriculums. And one big thing to consider when you're choosing a curriculum is, do you want it to be faith-based or do you want it to be secular? And secular just means there's no religious component to it. There are different types of homeschool curriculums you can choose from. And so you'll want to figure out, do you want religion in your curriculum, or do you want to leave that out and not have any religious component to your homeschooling? So that's one big thing to consider. We didn't start with all of the subjects when we started homeschooling. We just started with language arts. So I bought the language arts curriculum from The Good and the Beautiful. Now we're doing the language arts and the math curriculum from The Good and the Beautiful. And I've seen plenty of families that don't even use curriculums at this age. So it's really up to you. You can use things like ABC Mouse, or just, you know, they're learning every day through play anyway. So if you don't want to use a curriculum, you don't have to use a curriculum. So it's completely up to you. If you want to use a curriculum, if you want to follow a certain approach, all of that is for you to decide. You get to figure out how you want to homeschool your child and tailor their education. Once you figured out your curriculum or your homeschooling approach, the third step is to gather your materials. So what this could look like is just ordering your curriculum from the Good and the Beautiful. It's like already together for you. I don't have to buy anything extra. So that's why I started with that, because it's super simple. In the book, it literally says like read to the child, and then I'll just read what it tells me to read. So that's why I went with that curriculum. I didn't have to buy anything extra, and it was really easy to get started. But you'll want to make sure, like if you need any textbooks, grab those, any learning manipulatives, anything like that, that you're going to want your child to use, then go ahead and gather all of that stuff so you'll be prepared. Once you have your curriculum and all of your supplies together, we're going to move to step four, which is to establish a routine. And I want to start with, it's okay if your routine changes. That's completely normal. Whenever we first started homeschooling, we started homeschooling in the evenings, but it was just way too crazy. And we started missing a lot of days of the curriculum. And so, which it's not like she'll fall behind or anything, because we just go at our own pace, but we were missing a lot of days. I want to homeschool at least like 3 to 4 times per week using the curriculum. And we were not even getting that, trying to homeschool in the evening. So I moved it to the morning. So right after she'd wake up, she'd eat breakfast, and then we'd homeschool. And it was just a lot of tears. So I was like, okay, this isn't working either. And so now we homeschool after lunch while my 1-year-old is taking her nap. And that has been going much, much better for us, because it's not like we can leave or anything while the baby's taking her nap. So we're at home, she gets to homeschool, and the lessons are super short. It maybe takes us 30 minutes, and that's for language arts and math. It takes maybe 30, 40 minutes to get through both of those. And then she gets to have her TV time. So she gets to watch whatever she wants to watch, or she has a phone that we put, you know, special apps on there for her. So that's our routine now. So just figure out, like, how many days per week do you want to homeschool, like dedicated homeschool. Like I said, they're always learning through play and just through experiencing the world. So if you are using a curriculum, how many days per week do you want to use the curriculum? And when are you realistically going to be able to sit down and homeschool with them? So that's step four, is just to figure that out and know that it's going to change over time, and that's completely okay. And then the fifth thing that I did was I started joining homeschool communities on Facebook. So I would join Facebook groups for local homeschooling groups and just basic like general homeschooling groups for beginners. That way I could just kind of immerse myself into the homeschooling community. And then we got to figure out, like, in our local groups there were play dates, so we could go out and meet other homeschooling families. And then I could figure out like curriculums that people are using, like what they're doing for different subjects. And so it was just a lot of resources right there in those Facebook groups from other homeschooling parents. So we figured out like where to get like free curriculums, things like that locally. And so if you're not in any local Facebook groups, I would highly recommend that. And we don't do a co-op. They had open house for a couple of co-ops in our area, and I just didn't vibe well. My daughter was just standing beside me the whole time, so she really didn't want to like interact with anyone. And so we found it better, instead of paying for a co-op, to just go to the play dates, and whenever like the local homeschool communities are having meetup, we'll just go to those and hang out with people. And so that's what's been working best for us right now, instead of paying for a co-op that we weren't sure we were going to actually be able to commit to and enjoy. So if you are just starting, instead of joining a co-op, you might just want to join these local Facebook groups in your area and see when they're meeting up, and just start hanging out with people, meeting people, until you're sure that homeschooling is right for you guys. And then I would spend the money to join a co-op. But if you're just starting out, I would just start mingling with other homeschool families. So those are the only 5 things that I did to start homeschooling the quick and easy way, just to see if this would actually work out for us. And like I said, I'll have the Mommy and Me preschool linked for you in the description, along with the homeschool starter kit that has all of these steps, plus more organization strategies, mistakes to avoid. It has a lot of good things in it. So if you're considering homeschooling, or if you're already homeschooling and you just want some more strategies, then go ahead and grab the homeschool starter kit in the description and let me know if you have any questions.